Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 164. Visible translated text is as follows, 1913. On Saturday morning, April 26th, 1913, I wanted to go to town to get my niece, who lives with me, some slippers. I always go to town across the Nelson St. Bridge, as I reach Nelson and Forsyth's. I saw a Negro and a white man standing on this corner talking together. The Negro had his face turned towards the white man, at first had his back to me, and I thought at first the white man was a gentleman I knew. As I got even with them, the white man stepped back, and I turned and looked at him and saw that he was not the gentleman that I thought he was. I recognized this white man as one whom I had seen several times prior to this date. I have seen him several times on Forsyth State. I have since seen the Negro, and this Negro was Jim Conley. I have seen a number of pictures of Leo M. Frank, and Leo M. Frank is the same person I saw talking to Jim Conley. To the best of my knowledge, it was between 10 and 11 o'clock. I saw Mr. Frank at the trial and recognized him as the man I saw standing on the corner talking to the Negro. I was unwilling to make this affidavit until I first went in person and looked at Conley himself. We went to the county jail today and saw Conley, and I found that he was the Negro that I saw talking to Mr. Frank between 10 and 11 o'clock on April 26, 1913, on the northwest corner of South Forsyth, St. S. L. Morris, sworn for the state. I am personally acquainted with Mrs. J. M. Waits. I have known her well for a short period. I am acquainted with her general character and reputation. It is good. C. E. Puckett, sworn for the state. I am personally acquainted with Mrs. J. M. Waits. I have known her for 10 years. I am acquainted with her general character and reputation. It is good. I would believe her on oath. 16th ground. Helen Ferguson, sworn for the state. Since the Frank trial last summer, in which I have testified, two attempts have been made either to get me to leave the city or change my testimony, the first by money, and the second by having a young man make love to me and offering to marry me. Shortly after the trial, I left home one morning to go to my work, and on a street corner, a young man who was a Jew came up to me and said he would give me $100 and pay my board and all expenses if I would leave Atlanta, as Frank was going to get a new trial sometime soon. I refused and turned and walked away.